Manazuka.
Classical. Well, herself. Classical jazz, can we say?
Herself. Now, our wonderful co-worker, Bonnie Berman, was a student of Manazuka's.
Oh, she took, Bonnie took four
early
lessons.
On. And
oh,
thank yeah. you to Bonnie Berman for bringing in that record. I think it was a 10-inch record of Manazuka and no,
I,
providing I, that for
I'm
us.
I'm going to have to disagree, Ed.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to disagree because, you know, getting to know Bonnie here in the studio and seeing her when I come to visit with you, mm-hmm. she can't be that old.
Very good. We also heard the first piece was Manazuka's composition, Havana Nights, and supposedly she wrote over 1,000 compositions. She was a prolific composer and performer all around the world, I believe, what, in the 20s or something? I don't quite recall.
Fantastic.
And that was performed by a local duet, Krush and Vidra, out of the University of Miami. So that's some old Miami music. Everybody's forgotten Manazuka, but she preceded Judy Drucker.
I mean, in our show, normally they wouldn't. We don't talk yeah. about classical, sure. but I'm right, sure that.
But see, what's important about her is that she was married to, I can't remember Cassell's first name, mm-hmm. but his partner was Cromer Cassell, and they had the store on North Miami Avenue, which later, it was Cromer Cassell, and then it became the New York department store, or vice versa. It might have been New York first, but that's what became Richards.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the store that became Richards. And, you know, unhappily, I never got to meet her, but I did meet her son.
Isn't there another Cassell that's a, is it a lawyer?
Yeah, no. There's, well, remember, it's Broad and Cassell.
Okay.
And Shepherd Broad, of course, one of the greatest names with Ruth, his right. wife, and their children, Morris and Ann.
And Causeway?
The Causeway is the Broad Causeway.
No,
and
I know
it's
about
named
Shepherd
for them.
Broad.
And he was the founder of Bay Harbor. And what a story. That's also, another old story in
also
Bay Harbor.
Also one who was...
We hope to read the book soon.
Also very big in the formation of the State of Israel.
Ah,
very
did things
big.
That could have been thrown in jail if he got caught.
Hmm.
Very big.
On this side of the ocean. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. it was very big, and he formed Bay Harbor and all those street names, you know, first names of some of the family. Right.
Seth, by the way, I love all your books, but really appreciated you filling in the gaps regarding Mr. Curtis. And the founding of his three cities down here.
I'm waiting for the movie, Seth. I didn't read this.
Well, I know Ted.
Glenn Curtis.
We do want to get to the music, but I've got to tell you something. You know, all of my books are very positive. You know, and I mean, listen, I report if for example in Aventura, Donnie Arano was killed. I got to report that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I want to tell you this is important, and I think our listeners are going to love this, Ted and Ed. You know, when I went to do the Curtis Bright Cities book, Hialeah, Miami Springs, Opa-locka, mm-hmm. had a lot of people
that's
say
such
to me,
a short name. Gee, I was waiting for 5-minute
kick
title
kick
here.
I'm going to
figure out what I'm going to call the TED book. But no, I want you to understand that an awful lot of people said to me, Seth, don't even bother going to Hialeah. They couldn't care less about their history. If it happened before 1960, they're not interested. So I go out, I said, that doesn't sound right. So I go out to Hialeah at City Hall, introduce myself, said my next book's going to be. She sends me to the marketing department, which is in the garage. I walked in, and, you know, growing up as a Seth was tough. I never met another Seth till I was in 11th grade at Beach High. So it not like today with Seth Rogen and Seth MacFarlane. And
Seth Rogen.
It's just great. It's just great. But I walk in, and for the first time in my life, I saw a fellow with a nameplate that I wanted because his name was Elvis Santana. And he was a marketing guy for the city of Hialeah. He was great. So when I told him who I was, he turns around. He says, I'm just reading your Sunny Isles Beach book.
Oh.
Well, it was incredible. He picks up the phone. He calls the mayor's chief of staff. The chief of staff says, come up right away. We go up. I meet David Concepcion, who was the chief of staff to Mayor Robain at the time. Mm-hmm. He said, Seth, anything. He said, but you got to promise me you're going to take the history back to the very beginning. He said, it's got to start. I said, absolutely. And the next day, the mayor sent out an email to every department head in Hialeah that full cooperation is requested. Whatever Seth needs to borrow, and they were wonderful.
So this is the next. This is your next work?
No. That's long out. Curtis Bright City is long out.
Oh, Curtis Bright. Okay. Yeah. What's on the horizon? Are you thinking about it? Now that the school year's over.
Right.
You know, you start to contemplate, well, what are you going to do next?
Well, I've signed the contract with Arcadia to write the history of Surfside.
Okay.
And then, as I said earlier, we're going to do the history of Greater Miami during World War II, history of Miami Beach High, history of Florida East Coast Railway passenger trains and stations, the history of the Flagler System Hotel. Now, when I first told people that the title was going to be Jewels in the Sunshine, everybody thought it was going to be about Florida's nudist camps. But I said, no, that's not what it's going to be. It's the Flagler System Hotel.
You know, that's too late. They're closing. You should have done a book years ago on how to visit and interview people.
Let me write that one down.
Sure. Well, no, a couple of my dear friends on Miami Beach said, you know, you really ought to do a book on the history of the gay community. I said, well, what would I call it? How about Oye, Oive, and Gay? So I thought about that.
Very poetic.
With coming time, you could do a history of this. That and the Keys, you'd have plenty of material.
Well, the Keys we've done with the railroad book, the history of the Key West Extension.
Shall we get back now to a little history here musically?
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay.
What do you got?
The Coca-Cola Company presents the Victory Parade of Spotlight Band. Three nights a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the Victory Parade of Spotlight Bands marches to Army camps, naval bases, and war plants all over the country, taking America's fighters and workers their favorite music played by their favorite bands, and bringing part of the entertainment for them to you. For everyone on the Victory March, the Victory Parade. Tonight we're tuned in to the applause and voices of high-flying blue jackets of Uncle Sam's Navy, the officers and men of the Naval Air Station, Banana River, Florida. And we're tuned up to the music of one of America's favorite bands. Yes, in person and in the spotlight, Ted Fiorito. And Ted Fiorito's first spotlight tune, Oklahoma.
Thank you, and hello, everybody. This is Ted
Fiorito and his orchestra. How about that? There you go. From the...
let me check this out here. Better check that out.
Check this out. Check this sucker out. Yeah, the Banana River Naval Air Station. And the date was August of 1945.
We need to talk with Seth.
We do. He's
taking a leave of absence for just a few moments.
The Ted Fiorito band was semi-swinging. It wasn't really a sweet band. And I got this because I wanted it from Florida. And evidently we have a few on the set that you brought in and I have where you played from the Frolic Club. Mm-hmm. And you'll also see Jimmy Dorsey from the Banana River Naval Air Station on that set.
Do you know anything about that location?
I was stationed at Patrick Air Force Base, and in Titusville area and around there is the Banana River.
Ah.
I believe. And when the wind blows right, doesn't smell like bananas. If I remember, we're going back into the 60s now. The 1960s. And Ted Fiorito, he had Betty Grable sang with his band, and I believe Marilyn Maxwell, using her real name Marvell Maxwell. You, of course, remember Marilyn Maxwell,
the
blonde bombshell. She was terrific. She did all work with Crosby. She did movies. She was friendly with Rock Hudson. She was very good, and there it is. So we shall talk about that after, but we're starting to bump the clock, so let's get things, because you have so many things here from Florida, Miami, and
a
big band coming up. Tell us about it.
Well, not necessarily the big band, but we all know of Thad Jones, Mel Lewis's big band.
Yeah.
This was
quartet.
Their first quartet recording done at the Airliner Jazz Club on just off Lejeune Road near the airport. It was recorded September 24th, 1977, released in 1978. And, of course, Thad Jones on the cornet of the fabulous Jones Jazz family, all the wonderful brothers playing. Mel Lewis on drums, Harold Danko piano, and Rufus Reed on bass.
Now, you worked at the Airliner, did you not?
I was a sound man on this gig for the house. And as I told you, I just missed being the MC on this record.
How did you just miss it, really? What happened?
I was busy setting up sound, and they said, "Oh, by the way, Ed, do you mind opening up
the set?"
And I said, "Oh, wait a minute, I've still got to plug in the mic, the monitors, and da 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 da." So I just missed this wonderful recording. But
so this goes into your almost category.
Almost category. And this is written by Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, but it's based on the chord progression of What Is This Thing Called Love, one of the most used harmonic charts, certainly. Lenny Tristano, Teddy Charles, Warren Marsh, Coltrane, Tad Dameron, Jackie McLean, Les McCann. So many people use these chord changes. So this is the Thad Jones, Mel Lewis Quartet, recorded live here in Miami near the airport at the Airliner Jazz Lounge, September 24th, 1977. And What Is This Thing?
Thank you. Thank you. first kiss of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel moon that lights a star. The dearest things I know are what you are. Someday my happy arms will hold you. Someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are of springtime that makes the lonely winter seem long. You are the breathless hush of evening that trembles on the brink of a lovely song. You are the angel glow that lights a star. And someday I'll know that moment divine when all the things you are mine, are mine, are mine, are
Well, while we listen to a little Jumping at the Woodside, the vocal we heard about All the Things You Are, this is that young lady we've been pushing. Gee, I'd like to see her one day on South Florida Arts Beat if she ever gets in. Alexis Cole.
Oh.
UM grad. She's from Broward County.
Wow.
But she doesn't perform here much. And at 29 years of age, Seth, she joined the Army.
Oh, my God.
And she is singing because all the military music groups are asking for people to volunteer. It's different. She's a staff sergeant, and she's singing with the West Point Jazz Band.
Wow.
In the Army there.
It's got a great
I spoke
future.
To her manager, and she has a few CDs out. This is including for military, but this isn't. This is April 28th and 29th of 2010. Eric Alexander on tenor. You know Eric out of Chicago?
Yeah.
And John Rotundi, trumpet, Steve Davis, trombone, David Hazeltine, keyboards, John Weber, bass, and Joe Farnsworth, drums. And then, of course, you started with the Mel Lewis, but you went over to a little Eddie Harris.
We had Thad Jones, Mel Lewis, Harold Danko, and Rufus Reed recorded live at the Airliner Jazz Club just off Lejeune Road, September 24th, 1977. The first... Thad Jones, Mel Lewis quartet recording ever.
And you then worked, we went to. You worked that as a sound man.
I was a sound man in the back of the room. I kept my head down, and you know, we just did our job. Eddie Harris from the Come On Down, recorded in Miami, release that featured Ira Sullivan on trumpet, Joe DiOrio on guitar, on a cut called Really, Eddie Harris on electric tenor saxophone. That's from 1970, Atlantic Records. And now,
read that
wow, how exciting this is. Buddy Rich, quartet, Jumping at the Woodside from the Jonina Hotel, 71st and Ocean, on Miami Beach.
Yeah, the Dream Lounge.
Yeah, the Dream Lounge. Yeah.
Can you make out how I
wrote
Flip
Phillips on tenor sax, Ronnie Ball, piano, correct me if I'm wrong. Peter Ind?
Ing, I-N-G-E.
I-N-G-E, okay. Ing, is that what that is?
Yeah, Peter Ing.
On bass and Buddy Rich on drums. What a fantastic time on the Ocean at 71st.
It goes like 10 minutes, and it'll take us to the
end. From 1957.
Before we wrap it up, Seth, before you fall asleep, always great. All your books are available.
Yes, sir. Everything.
They're booklets.
Incredibly, everything is in print.
They're not hardbacks. They're not a fortune of money, folks.
No. Some of them are. Okay, remember, some of them are hardcover, but not the local history.
Very good. And where can people see the whole listing of your catalog?
www.sethbramsonbooks.com. Or at Amazon.com, just put Seth Bramson on the search line. Our dear friend Mitchell Kaplan at Books and Books carries quite a few of them.
Great.
And, of course, at Barnes & Noble, they have some of them. But it's our Speedway to Sunshine, the story of the Florida East Coast Railway, is the single best-selling regional, notice a disclaimer word, the best-selling regional railroad history ever published in America, 11,000 copies sold prior to the publication of the softcover edition 2 years ago.
Bravo, sir.
Very good. Now, notice this disclaimer. I've never won a Peabody, but I am in one of Seth's books.
Absolutely, the Homestead
books. Richly deserved.
In the Homestead books. And Ed?
May I plug?
Please, talk to us.
See you all at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on Thursday, this coming Thursday, May 29th, at 6 o'clock for the Art and Culture Center of Hollywood 17th annual fundraiser, Cuisine for Art. We'll have serving as waiters, celebrity waiters. There'll be elected government officials and community leaders, people you voted for. And the three-course meal, musical entertainment, featuring the wonderful 13-year-old singing sensation Julia Dale and the wonderful classically trained electric violinist Randy Fischenfeld. Yours truly is quite honored to be their honoree this year. And I thank the wonderful folks at the Art and Culture Center of Hollywood for that great distinction. Appreciate it. See you there Thursday at 6 o'clock.
You are the honoree. It is all for charity.
It's for the
it's
art and culture.
It's $125 a person.
Well,
but
we don't need to get the tickets.
No, it's unlimited food and drink. Unlimited drink and food for that.
And they are not for profit, so
not for
it
profit.
Is money going to a worthy cause.
You can have all the orange juice you want and the food, and Ed's going to be honored. and all that.
So I can't believe it.
There you go. Ed?
Thank you, Ted.
That's what he
Thank you
to
so
say
much. This
Thanks
is so one. Great with Charlie and with Seth. These gentlemen should be on the air.
By the way, what's coming
more
up?
Often.
What's coming up Friday?
A lot coming up Friday on South Florida Arts Beat.
Yes, at
1 o'clock.
And who do you have?
We have. My memory is not working.
Generally speaking,
because
what are you covering?
Usually, I'm asleep at this hour.
The Schluff. He doesn't work these hours. But a variety of show of all kinds of music. The reports from the cities, festivals, an interview here and there.
We have Chef Alan Susser talking about Share Our Strength, a wonderful national not-for-profit working to end hunger with children.
He gets the heavyweights, you know, Susser or Van Aken. He doesn't fool around.
Susser's
when you get
Mishy amazing.
On, let me know I want to be there.
Chef Susser is
when
amazing.
You get my girl Mishy on, let me know I want to see it. Okay, in person. Thank you, Ed. Ed on Friday. Seth Ramson.
Thank
always,
you, Seth.
Always a pleasure.
You're amazing.
We look forward to doing it again. Next week here on the train, we're going to remember Bobby Hackett, broadcast from 1938-39 through 1975, plus a variety of jazz and big bands. Join us, 8 p.m., Night Train, Sundays. Until next Sunday at 8, for Seth Bramson, Charlie Cinnamon, and Ed Bell, Ted Grossman saying good night, everybody.
James Judd takes center stage on Tuesday's Topical Currents. Hello, it's Bonnie Berman, the former music director and conductor of the Florida Philharmonic, renowned for his charismatic presence, has founded the Miami Music Project, which uses music as an instrument for social transformation. Since its inception in 2008, it has introduced over 25,000 public school students to classical music. Catch up with Maestro James Judd on Topical Currents Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
I'm reporter Elise Spiegel, and I think it's sometimes easy to take for granted what comes out of the radio. But as someone who works here, I'll tell you that many of the stories that you hear on NPR involve days, weeks of working and thinking and sweating over details that go by so fast, most people hardly even notice them. And that's what I love about this place. It's almost irrational, the commitment to excellence. This is NPR.
This is Tracy Fields. Join me weeknights for Evening Jazz, 9:30 p.m. until 1 in the morning, right here on 91.3 WLRN and HD1, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and the Palm Beaches, 91.5 WKWM and HD1, Marathon, Key West.